Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors, and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
What's the 411? You're tuned in to 411 Teen, a weekly program for teens and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that confront, intersect, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. Tap into the pulse of today's youth this hour here on 411 Teen. Teenagers listen to an average of nearly 2.5 hours of music per day. Adolescents are known to connect deeply with music, and research indicates that music can influence adolescent identity development. Music is a very powerful medium that goes beyond words and facilitates communication. It's therapeutic, evoking multiple responses and reflecting social conditions. Music plays an important role in promoting human well-being. It can motivate, inspire, and calm down and relax. I'm Dr. Liz Holyfield, and joining me here at the roundtable, I welcome students from Florida High. Always glad to have them. Joining me is Helen Abernathy. Helen is a senior, and SGA and the dance marathon, those are her things.
Thank you so much for having me.
Glad to have you. Ruby Castro, she's a junior, soccer, dance marathon, and leadership.
Happy to be here.
Lauren Shirley, senior, music, sports, and journalism.
Great to be back.
Yes. And Harley Ramba. He's a junior. He's into dance, marathon, and what's politics? And I can't read the golf. Golf.
Good to be back.
Okay. Well, I'm always glad to have you. I always look forward to talking with you all. And we're going to talk about music. What role does music play in your daily lives?
I mean, it's like a stress reliever. Personally, for me, it calms me. It makes me kind of let loose a little bit. If I'm like stressed, it's something I can just like jam out to, you know, when I'm driving and connect with my inner self.
Okay.
Well, me personally, I listen to a lot of music like during soccer season and like travel season and before games. So like I'm basically always listening to music. In between classes, I usually have headphones in. I don't know, it's just kind of like a good, you know, just like thing to have to go to just to be like in your, like, I don't know. It's just, I like listening to music. And before games, it just like gets my mind like more focused on the game. And like, you know, it kind of gets my adrenaline pumping a little bit. So that's always good.
Do you have a particular type of genre art that you listen to before games?
Probably R&B and hip-hop.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, ma'am. And what about you?
I seize every opportunity I have to listen to music. I am never really not listening to music. I am always listening to music.
I can second that. She is always listening to music.
Okay. Well, it must be very important in your life.
It has a high impact on me.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I think I listen to music, definitely not as much as Lauren, but probably the average person. I listen to it in the morning before school and typically in the car, but it can really change my mood. If I'm, like, having a bad day, I can play a song and it can totally change my whole mood for the day. So I love how it can do that.
Well, you know, if you think about it, music is just about every place we go. You get in an elevator, you go to the dentist's office, you go to the doctor's office. I mean, wherever you are, you know, even in the grocery store, you'll hear they're playing music. So it is, it's omnipresent. It's all around us. So I can understand you saying you listen to it. Would you say, now I know you're saying you listen all day long, every day, okay? But how, the rest of you, how many hours would you guess approximately that you listen to music? Or is it something that is just always there somewhere in the background and you're listening? Because I'm trying to paint a picture for, you know, the listening audience, just how much and what role music plays for teens, how significant it is.
Personally, when I wake up in the morning, I have like the Alexa and I'll play music to like get me in a good mood for the day and like get me all excited.
Are you selecting music, or do you just turn on something and listen to it?
I'll tell, like, Alexa, like, hey, Alexa, play latest hits or
okay.
country hits or mm-hmm. whatever I'm feeling that morning, really.
Uh-huh.
And then normally on the way to school and when sitting in my car before school, I listen to music. And I don't really listen to music during the day, but once I get in my car after school, listen to music. I normally listen to music before I go to bed, just like calming music, just to like kind of calm me down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all the different genres can play so many different roles in changing your attitude and like your mood for the day. It's just astounding how much like 3 minutes of a song can do to your like mood and attitude and like.
I'm glad you brought that up because that's something I wanted to pursue when they talk about the influence of music. But let me kind of survey everybody else and get a feel for, you know, what role it plays, how often you really are listening to it. And now I'm trying to get an idea of the hours, you know, just get a picture of how much it is in your life.
I'd probably say like maybe 4 hours a day. I listen to it on my way to school, on my way home, and like whenever I go off campus for lunch, I'll listen to music. Sometimes in between classes when I have time, I like plug my headphones in, listen mm-hmm. to music. But yeah.
Okay. All right. I guess I can just skip you because I know you listen to it all the time.
13 hours a day.
Well, it's just as much as possible. Whenever I have an opportunity to listen to music, I will. Because I feel like it's just a distractor from
okay.
those things that are going on, or it gives me like
a safe place.
Yeah, not necessarily a safe place, but I just feel like I'm less stressed when I'm listening to music because I'm kind of like just going with the flow, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say probably about like 3 hours. Like everybody mm-hmm. else, I listen to it on the way to school, on the way home, during lunch. And then if I, like, go on a run, mm-hmm. I'll listen to music and at nighttime.
So what I get a picture from you all saying is that, again, it is omnipresent. It's mm-hmm. there all the time. You may be going to school. You may be driving. You may be jogging. You may be doing other things. But you also, in addition, have music playing. Mm-hmm. Is that what I'm hearing?
Mm-hmm. I feel like music is also just a kind of filter of like the white noise of like our daily lives, like saying you're talking about in like a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of something that's there and it's you enjoy it but you don't like really recognize it being there, and it's just something that can put you in like the right mood. So
when it's not there you notice it.
Yeah, when it's not there you notice it, but when it is there it's kind of just like in the back of your head, just like white noise. But it's just something, so if you're just like walking aimlessly by yourself, it's something that can like take your mind off of it.
Mm-hmm. As far as music is concerned, are any of you musicians? Are any of you play a musical instrument?
I played the flute in sixth grade.
I never played an instrument, but I sang for like 7 years, but that's...
Oh, well, that's still... Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, from like age 5 to like 13, I was...
Why'd you stop? I mean, what...
It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of work.
More than you.
There's a lot of practice I have to go to.
Okay. Folks can't see your face, but obviously you don't have that time.
It was a lot. Now that I play golf a lot, like I play golf at least 4 times a week.
Oh, okay.
I do a lot of time into golf. I love golf. Like, don't get me wrong. I love golf.
You listen to music while you're playing golf?
Most of the time, yeah.
Okay.
If my phone dies really quickly because, you know, Apple and, you know, the whole scandal. But
yeah.
Not to go to that bathroom.
The 411 team.
As I normally listen to music, normally my friends bring like a little portable speaker and I'll just play it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. Have any of you come from a musical household?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
My sister.
Okay, and what's her thing?
She sings.
Okay. All right. Is there, as we talk about music, and I get a feel from you, all of you, that music kind of parallels where you're at, okay? And you're shaking your head. Nobody can see but everybody...
I believe it.
It doesn't? Okay.
I believe it. All right.
Is there a particular genre that you listen to, musical genre, that you prefer or you listen to?
It's just kind of my mood. Like, some days I'll be feeling like hip-hop and R&B. Some days I'll be feeling country. Some days, you know, I might want to rock out to some Disney. It's just like whatever.
It's true.
Yeah, honestly, I could rock out to some Disney. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just whatever I'm feeling that day is whatever. Like, I want to, you know, click on Spotify or click on Apple Music, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So what I hear you all saying is, music kind of reflects again your mood, where you're at, what's happening in your life, sort of like on movies. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go to a movie and you can almost tell what's going to happen mm-hmm. if you do nothing but listen to the music. Mm-hmm. You know, when the suspense comes, you know, mm-hmm. it changes so you know what's going to happen. Yeah. So it sounds like it kind of plays that same role. Now, does it play that same role for all of you? You're shaking your head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, like, I don't know. Whenever, especially when I do, like, runs or something, and I notice that, like, whenever I'm not playing music, I just can't run for, like, as long as I usually do. Mm-hmm. But when mm-hmm. I have my headphones plugged in, like, I could run for miles. Like, I have timed myself in, like, in different, like, places. Like, I'll run the mile or something without my headphones and then with my headphones. And, like, you could tell what the difference is. And I just feel like it's because you get lost in the music, kind of. Mm-hmm. And you don't, like, you're... I feel like for me, I'm more focused on the music and like me, like, hey, this is good.
Uh-huh,
instead of like me, like actually running. So it's just like, yeah.
You find that you can really maybe even mm-hmm. go further and do yeah. more when you have music, mm-hmm. when you're listening to music. Yeah, I can relate to that. And everybody's nodding your head.
Yes.
Is that now, as far as a particular genre, do you have one? I mean, is it hip hop? Is it heavy metal? Is it what is it that is
mine,
your thing?
Personally, I listen to a lot of differing genres. I don't really like to listen to songs on the radio and stuff. I like to discover music and new artists.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's like alternative hip hop or alternative music in general, just like those two.
Mm-hmm. And what is it about those two that you find most appealing? We're going to take a break shortly, but I wanted to know, when you're talking about music, is it the beat? Is it the lyrics? Is it the, what is it that really kind of tuned you in?
I think it's a mixture of both. It depends on what genre you're talking about. But usually for like hip hop, I'll go for the beat. Like if the beat's not good and I don't enjoy it, I won't listen to it. So usually it's the beat. And if the words are good, then that's great. But
so when you hear something, it's maybe the beat that catches your ear first.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you tune into the lyrics or whatever.
And then if I'm in, like, a more mellow mood and not listening to, like, hip-hop or something, I'll be more focused on, like, the actual words rather than the beat. It just depends on what I'm listening to or what mood I'm in.
Okay. Because, like, going off that, like, some songs, like, I feel like the artist can, like, speak to you.
It's mm-hmm. like, you're tuned in to 411 Teen. I'm talking with students from Florida High this hour, and we are talking about music. We're looking at the role it plays in their lives. We're going to take a break, but we'll return shortly. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen. I'm Dr. Liz Holyfield, and I'm talking with four students from Florida High. I'm talking with Harley Ramba, Lauren Shirley, Ruby Castro, and Helen Abernathy. We've just been looking at just what it is particularly about music that kind of catches you. And Harley, you were saying something, so you want to finish?
I'll say if I'm in... Like, so if I'm – so on the way over here, for example, I was listening mm-hmm. to some, like, some Dierks Bentley and some I was listening to a lot of stuff, actually. But I was mostly focusing on country music because I was just in that mood and had the windows down. It's a really nice day, and I was just singing some country music. And mm-hmm. I just feel like some of the songs more on country music, I look towards, like, the lyrics and, like, what the artist is mm-hmm. kind of trying to mm-hmm. get the message across. But – going back to, like, hip-hop, I look more to, like, the beat and more to how the song's, like, kind of, as I would say, like, vibing. It's, like, if it's, like, got a good rhyme to it, it's got a good little rhythm to it. That's what I enjoy for it.
Okay. All right. And everybody else is the same place. What about you, Ruby?
I don't know. I feel like sometimes when you play a song's beat and without the words, like, you've always been used to, like, the words being there, so it's kind of like an absence. And, like, you enjoy the beat, but it's just not the same. Like, without the words, it's just not the same. So, like, in my mind, like, I need words in, like, music just so, like, I can, like, oh, this is this song. Like, I really like this song. Let me sing along.
Do you ever have any music that you listen to that is mainly instrumental then? And, you know, may not have words in it.
Yeah. Does Mozart count?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, it counts.
Yeah, I have. Whenever I'm doing homework and stuff, yeah. I'll play like classical music with just the.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another like example of like you, whatever mood you're in, because, you know, when you're doing music, you're not going to, I mean, when you're doing homework, you're not going to like blast some hip hop on.
Right.
I just feel like classical music just helps me focus.
And you're right. I mean, research has indicated that classical music is great for when you're trying to concentrate. They say it's really good for that. And that
I'm
people,
not a fan. I cannot.
You really?
It distracts me, honestly.
Oh, does it?
It
oh,
does.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I'll be in class and my teachers, they say the same statistic or whatever.
Yeah, it is.
And so they'll just have it and I can't like focus on the question. Like I'll be focused on like the classical music. I'm like, there's classical music playing. Like, I cannot.
Well, if they, like, blast.
I'll have to.
But, I mean, yeah, like, you're right, Harley. Yeah, if it's blasting.
I have to, like,
but, I mean,
read
as,
the question, like, five times.
Well, what if it's just kind of, like
it's like soft,
background.
It's soft, yeah.
I cannot do it.
Like elevator music.
I cannot do it.
Right. Like, it's even soft. If it's elevator.
Mm-mm.
So do you listen to music at all when you're doing any type of academic work? And if you do, what do you listen to on?
Usually when I'm, like, doing something that needs my full attention or, mm-hmm. like, something that I have to, like, a test or something, I cannot listen to music while I'm taking a test.
Okay.
But, like, just doing, like, math homework or writing a paper, I can listen to pretty much any music selection.
So you do find that classical, which is interesting, distracts you. You know, because, they, again, the reason your teachers may have it on is because research has indicated that it improves your concentration. And it improves people who listen to classical music have higher verbal abilities, and teens tend to have better verbal memory than their peers, those who listen to classical. I mean, that's just been consistently
like
the research.
Their speech, like how they talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's some of the research. What about you, lady? What's happening with you, Helen? What do you listen to, and what is it? Is it the beat? Is it the lyric? You know.
For me, I think it's more of the lyrics.
Okay.
I really like to connect to a song, and I feel like through the lyrics of the songs, I can do that. But the beat, it just really depends on the genre. So, like, for hip-hop music, it's definitely more of the beat. But I still like to listen to the lyrics. I don't know. It's like a combination of both, but I think I prefer the songs that are, like, more alternative.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yeah.
Helen prefers that hard metal.
Oh, you do? You prefer?
No.
You do? But, you know, that's one of the categories, and you're right on top of it, Harley, that's highly identified. That,
for working out, I listen to hard metal. Okay. It's just, like, gets you going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And so,
fine.
You know what, Lauren, comments. What are your comments?
That's a no from me. I also I wanted to say that I was talking about hip-hop music and how I mostly listen to the beat, but I cannot listen to hip-hop music that's, like, really repetitive. Like, if the words are just really repetitive, I don't mesh with it. Nope.
Oh, really? Well, some of the most contentious genres are supposed to be, like I said, heavy metal and hip-hop and hardcore rap. Okay, I don't know if I know really what hardcore rap is. So
yeah,
maybe
I'm
you all, maybe
what
you all can tell.
I
don't know. That's why I was going to ask you, because in doing research for this, they were saying that hardcore rap, and I was, how do you distinct? Tell me, can you all tell me what?
Oh yeah,
you?
There's definitely a
hard
like,
hardcore rap.
No, there's definitely like
right, what
between like rap and hardcore rap.
There's rap, and then there's trap rap.
There's, like, trap, okay. Well,
trap rap, but is that hardcore rap?
I would
there's a difference
say.
Between,
is that the same?
There's a
I know about
between trap rap and hardcore rap.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Hardcore rap?
That's
like,
what, you know.
Hardcore rap is aggressive.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you say it, because the research says that it has really negative effects on teens, that the lyrics are questionable. And when you listen to the lyrics, that these lyrics have very negative effects on teens.
Yeah,
they're questionable lyrics, okay?
Yeah. I mean, and some of these like lyrics, I don't, like, by all means, I don't live my life by them.
Right, right, right.
By all means. But some of them are, I mean, I guess they're kind of fun. They're totally vulgar and bad, but
I feel like, yeah.
They're fun, though.
Vulgarity is definitely, and then just obscene language overall, and
mm-hmm.
just
Yeah, they said they have, you know, destructive themes, and then these destructive themes will have an impact on you.
They don't have morals, really, to them. Mm-hmm. Like, there could be, like, rap with morals and meaning behind it, but then, like, trap rap and, like, right. heavy, aggressive rap are
Who listens different. To this?
Myself.
I think all of us do. Okay. I think a lot more teenagers these days definitely listen to rap music than, like, say our parents ever did. I mean, like, personally, I don't know when they were teenagers they listened to rap. I've never really asked. But
I mean,
I think that hip-hop is definitely derived from, like, African-American culture yeah. and things like yeah. that. But I would say, like, heavy, dark rap, more teens are listening to that than, let's say, rap music.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of parents listen to rap music as well, but mm-hmm. not aggressive, like,
yeah.
vulgar, sexually obscene rap okay. music.
Yeah. I personally like some, like, rap that tells stories. Like, for example, there's this guy named Leak Jack. He, like, tells a story while he raps, and it, like, is really, I don't know, it's really cool to me. Instead okay. of just, like, saying a bunch of random words, it connects, like, the
it's
whole
okay.
song. Like,
so it's about something. It's yeah, telling
it's about,
a story.
It's got, like, it's got, like, material. It's got, what's the word I'm looking for?
Some significance.
I don't know. I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but I don't know.
Have you found that depending on the music you're listening to, it may change your mood?
Oh yeah.
And that's what they're trying to say about hardcore rap. That you listen to this music and then you are aggressive.
No, I relate to that so much. No, I am definitely aggressive. Like, in between classes, I just listen to, like, aggressive rap music, and I'm just, like, irritated by everyone. Like, in the hallways, like, I'll just be, like, people just aggravate me.
Lauren's that person, yeah. if she has headphones in the hallways, get out of her way.
Oh, no, it's not
really?
Like that.
No,
I mean, it's not like that.
Oh no! There's some days where I'll look at you and you look like you just killed someone. You're like,
no, that's just my face. But
well, the affect reflects how you're feeling. No, I'm just.
I don't think it like reflects how I.
Yeah, I don't
after
think.
What
yeah,
I
don't think it reflects on her as a person because uh-huh. I think Lauren's a good person, and I think she's like, she like when she comes up to you, like she'll just like talk to you. She'll be normal, but I feel like little things like. Your shoes being untied or something could, like, bother her.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like the little things irritate her.
Comments?
This is just a personal, like, problem that
yeah.
I need to work on.
It's because
<boring. laughs> I don't think it stems from the hip-hop. But I definitely, like, I feel like I'm more of a welcoming person when I listen to, like, Christian music in the hallways
okay.
than hip-hop. But
well,
I'm not, like, I don't know.
Helen, how about you?
Oh, geez. what was the question?
We've gone around so much.
I know.
Just about the genres and the influence. What do you like? Okay. I don't think you even answered that. What is your focus? What would you like to do?
I like alternative music for sure, and I think it definitely plays an effect on my mood.
Now how do
the
you all define alternative music?
I think of like Vance Joy and like
non-mainstream
yeah.
like radio
mm-hmm.
like just
okay.
like pop music or stuff
okay.
just
that,
like with a varying beat.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of. Yeah. But I think the music definitely plays an effect on my mood throughout the day. I don't really listen to music at school very much, but if I'm ever in a bad mood, I can just listen to a song, and it can definitely help me be, like, happier or whatever, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of hard for Helen to get in a bad mood
yeah.
in personal experience.
Okay.
She's a very happy person.
Okay.
That's true.
I normally don't catch her in bad moods.
I mean, she can be in a bad mood, but not be happy.
It's not, but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just not, like, not for long.
She doesn't portray her bad moods. Like,
yeah.
She'll be the same.
She might be in a bad mood.
She'll be
mood,
the same person,
really
but you
know
don't
it.
Know what's going on within her.
Yeah.
Who would you identify as the musical icons today?
I could tell you, like, people that are really popular and that people enjoy, but the people that I like...
Well, no, you can tell me people you like. I just want to know.
Should we do, like...
The reason I ask is, as we look at these musical icons, you know, they say that the icons of music have a significant influence on teens. They have an influence on your dress. They have an influence on your behavior. They have an influence on your attitude. So that's why I'm asking you, who are the icons? Who would you identify as musical icons across all genres? It does not matter.
I think, like, I don't know. The first person that came to my mind was, like, Taylor Swift.
Okay. Yeah, I was like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran.
Okay. All right. And that's why I wondered. Is right. Taylor Swift a real icon to you all?
Beyonce.
Okay. Yeah, like Beyonce, okay. Rihanna.
Okay.
Kendrick. Drake.
What's it? Did you say Kendrick Lamar?
Helen's like Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Blake Shelton.
Okay.
Y'all can't hate on my country music.
No. I mean across all of them. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
okay.
They don't like country music.
Oh, really?
I'm not.
Why not? And we didn't talk about that. What are the genres that you find that you really don't like, that really, you know, do nothing particularly for you?
I can't identify with heavy metal or country music.
I agree with that.
I second the heavy metal, but, like, not... I don't know. Country, there's, like... I guess, like...
There's songs.
Like some country, like, pop type thing. Like, mm-hmm. I can do that. But straight country, I feel like there are only particular songs that, like, I've been raised on. Like, my dad likes country a lot. Mm-hmm. So, like, he would play it when I was little. And so, like, now I'm just like, oh, my God, that's my song. But mm-hmm. it's not.
Mm-hmm. But it's not. But you're familiar with it. That's what it is. You know, it brings back memories and whatever. And what is it you say about country music that you don't like? Because country music tells us, we were talking about telling a story. And so... I know those faces. Good thing we aren't on television. But what is it? I mean, educate me. Tell me what is it about country music that turns you off?
The beat, the voice, the like twang. Oh, I cannot listen to it.
Okay. All right.
The words.
Are the words different?
I mean,
still English.
Oh, wow.
What about, I can vibe with some Hispanic music, though.
Okay, no.
Hispanic music
goes, it gets going.
Like, I can't really dance to any other music, but, like, if you put Hispanic music on, like, I'll, like,
it's over.
Yeah, it's over. It's a different beat.
Right.
It's a different feel. And that's what I'm trying to get from you all. What is it about it that attracts you?
I think that personally I have a bias towards country music because I think I identify country music with a certain
group,
and not necessarily that I don't like that group or whatever. It's just I feel like there's some...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just so... But I also really don't like the twang. Like, I cannot...
Okay, so country's one. Yeah, heavy metal's another one.
Like this.
That sounded
like
country.
I don't even know what that was.
How do you sound country?
Do you feel like the musicians, the artists themselves, what influence do they have on your dress even? Do you find that you are trying to emulate some of the musical artist? I mean, by it, maybe your hair, your dress,
It has, like, a big impact. Not on necessarily myself, how I dress or how I look, but there's definitely... a culture that comes with different types of music, like alternative. There's an alternative scene, and they have their certain icons that kind of start trends or whatever.
Well, thinking when we talk about trends, you think about the baggy, saggy pants. Okay, some of that you see a lot of that in hip hop. Okay, where the pants are sagging. I mean, and. Some say that, you know, that is an influence. And that's what I'm trying to see. Do you find that any of these, whether it's Beyonce or Drake, an influence on the way your appearance?
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that baggy pants is a good, like, look.
Appearance?
No. I'm not saying that. I don't think that's a good example of something that icons have shown us. I think that icons were certain brands.
Okay.
Or, like, make things popular. Yeah, make things popular that aren't.
Puma, like.
Yeah, or the Champions brand. Like, I know that the Kardashians, or no, like, Kylie Jenner, or, like, some, like, rappers started wearing that, and then it got very big and popular after it was in, like, Walmart.
Walmart, yeah, they used to sell it at Walmart.
So you're saying it does? It definitely has an influence on brands.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What about styles, hairstyles, all of that?
There's different. Yeah, I can see that because there's a few artists that have like that like gray, you know, that gray hairstyle where like girls dye their hair like blondish gray. Like there were artists that did that and then girls started doing.
Yeah, or like any weird color.
Like, just like chains, like a lot of rappers and stuff are into like iced out, like watches and chains and stuff. So people feel.
Me personally, I don't think I'd like. Just like look at a rapper or like any icon and be like, oh, I'm gonna start dressing like that. But if they have something on and I like see it and I like it,
and you like it,
I'm just like, ooh, that's cute. Maybe I'll try to buy that sometime. But it's not. I don't try to be.
You're not trying to be like them. But what you all are saying is that they can popularize a particular style because everybody's seeing it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, most these guys, they have 10 million followers, 15 million followers on, say, Instagram or Twitter, and you see what they wear. Like, you reach a large audience, and it's just, you're like, that's a nice jacket.
You're tuned in to 411 Teen. We're going to take a quick break, and we will return momentarily.
Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and contributors and not necessarily those of WFSU Public Media.
What's the 411? You're tuned in to 411 Teen, and I have students from Florida High this hour joining me. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield, and joining me is Harley Ramba, Lauren Shirley, Ruby Castro, and Helen Abernathy. Okay, I had to interrupt you, Lauren. What were you going to say?
A lot of musicians these days start their own, like, clothing lines or stuff like that. So that definitely has an influence on
Well, makeup lines, for example. Kylie Jenner one.
I mean, she's not a music artist,
yeah, yeah, I know, but it's just like...
Yeah, like, Beyonce has her, like, workout line and...
So you really are definitely significantly influenced by the artist. Okay. All right. And looking at this music or listening to this music... What is your preferred way to listen to it? Okay. And why do you have that preferred way? I mean, there are a number of different ways you can listen. You know.
Oh, I'll start.
Okay.
Mine is while I'm driving.
Okay.
I really enjoy driving. So sometimes I'll just go on drives just to listen to music.
Oh, really?
I do that frequently.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know. I don't think I have... I definitely have a preferred way to listen to music, and it's most, I think I prefer to listen to it in my car and, like, but, like, blast the music. Like, I don't like when it's just, like, it has to be all the way up.
But it's in the car. You don't have headphones on.
No, but my sister, because I'm driving my sister's car right now, and she has really bad speakers compared to mine, and so, like, I can't blast the music in her car.
Because it sounds...
So,
currently,
in my current situation, I'd rather listen to music on headphones and blast it on my headphones.
Oh, really?
Like,
do you have it on those headphones?
On the headphones, I usually don't go all the way up or it'll, like, make my ears hurt, but, like, it's pretty loud.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty loud. Like, other people could probably hear it. Like, yeah, it's bad.
Are you aware that you can... A sustained permanent hearing damage. I mean, really.
Yeah.
They said that happens a lot. If you listen to it, the research said if you listen to it 30 minutes really, really loud, that you can sustain permanent. So that's something that you all take into consideration. I'm looking at Harley's face. He's like,
I don't think I've ever listened to it that,
I was looking at my charger on my phone.
Oh no,
I was just looking at random things.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't think I've ever listened to like music like blasting on my headphones like consecutively for that.
I don't really listen to much music on headphones.
Okay.
Personally.
Oh. All right.
I normally just do it in my car.
Okay, so you mainly listen to it in your car.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, normally I'll have like, if I have other people in my car, I'll have it like relatively up because I'm not talking to anyone. But if there's someone in my car, I normally have it like low because I like to have conversations with
that's
people.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Yeah, but you don't have it so loud that you can't hear what's going on outside.
Yeah. Oh,
or do you?
No.
Because that really is.
That's like a safety hazard.
Hey, right. That's what I was going to say.
that's a bad idea.
Okay.
You can't hear like a fire truck.
I mean,
truck
you know, sometimes
ambulance,
I have been maybe at a stop sign or a stoplight, mm-hmm. and someone will come up and their music is so loud that I know they can't hear anything else. I mean, it's almost like you can feel the car vibrate. I'm not kidding.
There's some people, so you can get like subs in your car. It's just basically
subwoofers is the official term.
Yeah, sub. Sorry,
subwoofers.
But they like amplify the bass or basically the bass in your car, so it basically shakes your car.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get multiple sizes, and like one of my friends has a truck, and he's got like 3 15-inch subs, and they literally, if you sit in his car, you feel like you're shaking.
Oh, okay. I was sitting in my car, and he was just driving by, and he wasn't even that close, and I thought he was parked right beside me, and I could just like feel my car shaking.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was, and then he came closer, and my car was just like shaking all over the place. It was awful.
Like you could feel him like turn into Florida High.
And he blasts the music all the way, like sure, all the way.
His hearing has to be shot.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. And looking at music, how do you, I guess, identify or find new music?
I think they're like using Spotify and like Apple Music and.
Okay.
Going, they have like, you can click on a little section. I have Apple Music, so you can go to like the browse page and go to like the new music mm-hmm. section and just scroll through and listen to what you want to listen to and find new music that isn't really popular yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the ways that I do it. Or they make playlists for you too. Like Apple Music makes me a new music playlist every week. And I listen to that every week to like hear what they have like picked out for me based on what I've listened to previously. So I really like that they do that because it makes finding new music easier and discovering new artists.
Okay. All right. So, and that's what we wanted to know. Nobody listens to stereos or anything. It's all either Apple or Spotify, and it's no need. Well, let me ask you, it's no need to really buy CDs, right?
No.
You can get
free music. Well, not free music. It's like, what is Apple Music per month? Like, what, $9 a month?
$9.99
for a month for unlimited music?
To buy a CD, like the CD or like the music on it has to have like a special place in my heart.
Right. Mm-hmm. Same for me. Like I have to really love the music. Mm-hmm. Like love it.
But so you will buy them.
I mean, rarely, but if it has to have like an impact on me as like a person for me to buy. Like a lot of music has impacts on me, but like it has to like speak to me and like
deep.
I don't know. Like I just associate like a certain person or a certain album with like a certain time of life or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like obligated to own that music.
I see you're nodding your
head.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel the same way. I don't think I've bought a CD since like I was in sixth grade or something. I'm pretty sure it was like it was probably some Disney CD.
Kids Bop.
Yeah. I never liked Kids Bop. I just, Their voice annoys me. I don't mean that to be like mean in any kind of way, but it's just it isn't for me. But yeah, I haven't bought a CD in a while.
Okay, and asking you, so since you don't buy CDs, how do the musicians make money?
Through
mainly ads and concerts and that kind of
and
thing now?
Buy
through
music.
Just by, like, people listening to it or downloading the song there and revenue,
Buy from Apple Music and from Spotify.
Apple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, like, say the new Taylor Swift album just came out and, like, 3 million people listened to it. Mm-hmm. She's obviously going to make a lot of money that day from Apple Music.
Mm-hmm. And it's, like, very convenient for everybody. Like, on your phone, you can just, like, scroll through it, get the music you want, buy it, and it's going to be there with the CD. You're going to have to drive to the store, look through the CDs, pick it out, go pay for it. So, like, I feel like today it's all about convenience.
So I would think that those stores are obsolete. Yet I tend to see – the reason I'm asking is just my own information. I still tend to see rows and rows of CDs when you go in Best Buy or any place like that. Right. So that's why I'm asking you all, just so you can educate me.
I don't really. Last time I went into Best Buy, every time I really go into Best Buy, I go to Geek Squad.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't pay any attention to it.
I don't normally. I walk in, go to the right, and go to Geek Squad if I like need to get my computer fixed or something.
Mm-hmm. So, but buying them is just not there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like even with movies. You could just play a movie on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon. It's just about convenience, basically.
Yeah.
We're lazy. We don't want to get up and go drive to the store. It's right there.
I don't think we're lazy.
I don't know, but you just don't have to do it.
I just think technology is advanced.
I don't think why
would you pay $12 for one CD when you can pay $9.99 to receive all the music that you want. It's not a laziness thing. It's a convenience and cheaper alternative. Yeah.
And advanced in technology.
Yeah. Right.
You know? You don't have to. You don't need to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about radio? Do you all listen to radio?
I don't know.
I sometimes. I do it in the morning sometimes, like listening to talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get annoyed with it, though, and then I want to play music. I can only do it for so long.
So when you listen to radio, it's mainly for talk shows.
I listen to podcasts and news on my phone. I don't even listen to radio.
I listen to podcasts.
I listen to the radio sometimes because, you know, the new iPhone doesn't have the little aux thing. Mm-hmm. It just has the charger port. So when I don't have that converter, got to listen to the radio.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
Okay. Well, I'm just, you know, again, what I'm trying to do is share with the listening audience just where you all are at as far as how you access music, how you access programs. Do you look at programs and movies on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think most things these days are mobilized.
Digital,
for
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just seems like it's so much. Because now I'm old, okay? We understand. But it just seems like I'd rather look at a movie on a big screen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think new movies is different than movies that have been out for like 3 months or something. Like if it's on Netflix and if it's on Hulu or
Amazon or
anything that we have access to.
Yeah.
Right.
I would definitely prefer to go to AMC and like go watch a movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
me too.
Okay. All right. So that's what I'm trying to say.
But, like, if there's, like, a movie that a DVD is out, but it's also on Netflix or online, like, I would definitely prefer to buy it online.
Okay.
And it's just, like, less stuff, you know?
I'm not a big movie theater fan anymore. I'm not going to lie.
I love the movie theater.
Oh, really?
I used to love it, but ever since everything's, like, digital and, like, Redbox, like, I don't like it.
Redbox is.
I would rather, like, sit at home and the comfort of my comfy clothes and bed and whatever with all the snacks that I want and just watch.
So going to the movies is not a big deal for you now?
No. I don't like it anymore now.
And all of you feel.
I mean, I like going.
I like it. I think it's fun.
Wait a minute! Don't put me in that. I like going to the movies.
I love going to the movies.
I mean, every once in a while is nice, but I just feel like it's very expensive when I.
Yeah. It is expensive.
Yeah.
But
you do still like going to movies and seeing things on the big screen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I mean,
there's something about like, you know, like the big screen
and
like
that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And just the sound, it radiates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
they do a great job with that stuff.
I love movie too.
All right. Lauren, you're in the minority here.
It's okay.
That's all right. Well, in these last few minutes, and I think we've kind of touched on this, but I got a number of questions from folks that wanted to get more of a feel for just the role that music plays with your emotions. Do you see music as an outlet? And I think I've heard you, in a way, kind of say that to me, that it's an outlet. It allows you, and you can tell me, to express your emotions. It allows you to express your feelings. And I look at you and listen to the music and get an idea of what's happening in your life, depending on what you're listening to.
Yeah, I think all of that is very true. If I forgot my headphones at home, like, one day for school, I would think I would go crazy.
Okay.
Or, like, when I go on drives, or, like, if I just go somewhere to go get something to eat real quick and bring it back, I'll be like, oh, I don't need my phone. Like, I'm just going to leave it here. But then I'll, like, remember, I'm like, oh, I can't listen to music if I don't have my phone. So I have to bring my phone or something. But
so
it's
that
just
phone
like,
for just, you, oh, excuse me, is a real appendage. You really have to have it.
I mean, I don't think I'm addicted to my phone in any way. I could definitely live without my phone. It's just the music. Like,
but
I could not.
It sounds like, and you won't just tell me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like the phone serves so many purposes. Mm-hmm. Not
it
so much that you're addicted to it,
yeah,
but that you need it.
It's just like helpful in society. Like the way society has like changed, like you can. You don't even need a wallet anymore. You can do Apple Pay or Starbucks
you can just scan
or Chick-fil-A.
Your phone.
Yeah, there's just so many different opportunities for, like, things to come up that, like, oh, my phone would definitely be helpful
for
that.
Yeah, like, sometimes I don't even carry cash. Like, I'll just have my phone and I'll just scan it. But, like, if I forget my phone and my wallet, just
then
like,
you're really in bad shape.
Right.
Do you see music as a means of escape? Do you use it maybe when you, the other way, maybe you have problems or you're going through stressors or you're going through changes in your life and you will listen to music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so especially going, talking about like going through like times if you, like there's some artists, like if I'm going through like a bad time, like there's like some songs there that like kind of like speak to you and you're like, hey, yeah, you can like get through this. You, got this, bro.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of inspiring and motivating.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, motivating is definitely a word I would use. It's motivating and also inspiring.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, Ruby. I don't know. Sometimes when I'm in a bad place and I listen to certain music, like, I just, like, break down and, like, start crying. Like, some music will just, like, I'll just sit there laying in my bed just, like, crying to this song that has no effect on me when I'm not, like, upset. Like, I won't cry about it. But, like, when I am upset, I'll just, like, sit there and take a little bit.
Okay. So, again, it does connect very much into your emotions and your feelings and where you're at. Okay.
I think that...
Is it an escape for you?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of responsibilities and just, like, homework and just all these things that I have to do. But music definitely helps me get through those. And it helps me... Like, it helps take the weight off of, or, like, the gravity off of a situation, kind of. But I definitely feel like it is an escape because there's all different types of music for all different types of emotions you're feeling or whatever you're going through. There's something that you can listen to that relates to it.
So you will select the music that you're listening to depending upon...
Yeah,
how you're
but
feeling.
Like, but if I'm sad, I don't necessarily want to sit there and listen to sad music. And music can definitely boost my mood if I'm upset. Like, I can take my mind off of being upset by listening to things that are encouraging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Helen? I can't see you.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I think music. Sorry.
Oh, it's all right.
It definitely affects the way that I'm feeling, and if I am really sad. I don't know. Sometimes if I'm really, really sad, I'll just want to, like, listen to sad music and just feel sad. And sometimes I can be, like, sad to where I want to be happy. And so then I'll just listen to a different genre of music or a different type of music. So, yeah.
I agree. I completely agree with that.
Oh, do you? So it
yes.
You will listen to sad. It just depends on where you're at.
Yeah, it's just, like, if I want to feel – if I don't want to feel happy in the moment, like, I just want to, like – feel sad for a little while, then yeah, I'll listen to sad music.
I also think music can help you identify what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't necessarily, like, if you're confused about what you're feeling, like, you can listen to music and be like, oh, yeah, like, I'm upset about this, or I don't know, like, it just kind of helps you identify what you're feeling.
So
just,
it's
like, interpret it.
It's a real integral part of your life,
yeah.
Is what we're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
And you listen to it all the time, and it's really very reflective of where you're at and what's happening in your lives.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be an accurate statement?
Yes.
Yes.
I actually took the ACT last year when I took the ACT.
Okay.
I took it with writing. And there, my writing prompt was a question about music and if music reflects society.
10 seconds.
Or society reflects music. And I think it's both.
To my listening audience, I say thank you for your time and your ear. Tune in next week. same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 Teen. Teen was produced by Dr. Liz Hollyfield. Technical assistance was provided by Ken Smith. If you would like to participate in 411 Teen or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 850-645-7200. 411 Teen archives are available as streaming audio and as downloads from WFSU.org. Check us out on Facebook.